A State Department official resigned this month after he says the White House blocked him from submitting scientific evidence about climate change. He spoke publicly for the first time this week.
The testimony was blocked because of its content of science. And that feels like suppression of science.
The World's Environment correspondent Carolyn Beeler is here to tell us more. This was Rod Schoonover, Carolyn. He's a 10-year veteran of the State Department. What exactly happened?
So last month, Schoonover, who's a scientist, was set to speak at a House Intelligence Committee hearing on the impact of climate change on national security. And he submitted written testimony ahead of time. And in a pretty unusual move, the White House refused to approve it.
What was he planning to say?
His testimony outlined how climate change is connected to national security threats. So he talked about how climate change might increase humanitarian crises and migration and fuel tension over natural resources. So things that have been talked about for a while about how climate change is a so-called threat multiplier. But the comments that came from administration officials onto this testimony, which the New York Times published, questioned the established scientific consensus that Schoonover cites in his report. One of those comments said a consensus of peer-reviewed literature has nothing to do with truth.
Wow. So was Schoonover ultimately allowed to testify?
He was at the last minute allowed to speak, but he was not allowed to submit the longer written testimony into the congressional record where it would have lived as a historical document. And Schoonover then resigned from the State Department a few weeks ago. He said he and his colleagues no longer had what he calls analytic independence. He mentioned this yesterday at an event at the World Resources Institute in Washington, D.C.
Our national security rests on scientific integrity. And so I think that when we weaken our foundational scientific base, we weaken our nation.
I reached out to the State Department for comment on this, and they referred me to the White House, which says it doesn't comment on its internal policy review.
So we know President Trump has not been a champion of climate science, called climate change a hoax on the campaign trail. Is any of this surprising?
Yes and no. Watchdog groups that are tracking the Trump administration's actions on climate science say this is part of a trend of sidelining and burying climate science. Another example of this is a National Park Service employee who lost her job this year after fighting hard to get a report that she wrote published. That report was on the impact of sea level rise on coastal parks. And Schoonover says he wasn't the only one in the State Department or other intelligence agencies to leave.
So what I have watched in this administration have been really talented civil servants who may not even agree with the policy that is being pushed, but nonetheless try their best to execute that policy and at the same time try to eke out as many wins for the American people. So I would say that attacking or suppressing or undermining climate science, it makes an already difficult situation more difficult.
Carolyn, aside from a handful of key departures of these climate scientists, what are watchdog groups seeing in terms of other worrying trends within the government?
They've tracked the removal of climate change information from public-facing websites. So one watchdog group has found that about a quarter of the mentions of the word climate change and similar terms have been removed across thousands of government websites. The administration has also tried to bury national climate reports. And the EPA is working to change a rule that would end up limiting the kinds of scientific information that can be used to back up EPA rulemaking. So critics of the administration see this as a worrying trend.
So in that way, what's happened here, the apparent blocking of this climate report from being entered into the congressional record, it's part of what seems like a trend, both in terms of climate denialism as well as an administration standing in the way of dissenting points of view, even truths that they disagree with. So what about this is surprising?
This is surprising because it's happening in the intelligence space. The military and intelligence communities have been among the most forward-looking when it comes to incorporating climate change planning into policymaking. So, for example, for more than a decade, including under this current administration, the director of the National Intelligence's Office has included climate change in this annual report it does, the Worldwide Threat Assessment. Mm. So the fact that an intelligence official is getting flack for his assessments of risks posed by climate change, that surprised people within these worlds. People like Francesco Femi at the Center for Climate and Security.
It's surprising that that intelligence analysis would be interfered with. That's quite unprecedented. We haven't seen many examples of that happening in history.
Quite unprecedented. The World's Carolyn Beeler. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Marco.